This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Dr. Andriette Martin-Fitch, an internist and pediatrician, is now practicing with Ochsner Health Center on Harding Boulevard in Baton Rouge. Dr. Fitch will be focusing on adult primary care and pediatric care, but her major interest is diabetes management and hypertension. Welcome, Dr. Fitch.
Thank you.
Diabetes is a problem in our community, and why is that?
It impacts about 25.8 million people in the United States.
And what about Louisiana? Surely we're close to the top, right?
Oh, yes, we are. 7 out of 100 adults here in the state of Louisiana are affected with this disease, diabetes. We rank 10th highest in the nation when it comes down to diabetes.
Does it have to do with our food intake?
Yes. We're in a city where the food is good and it tastes really good and everyone's eating all the wrong things. High carbohydrate diets, high fatty diets, which drives the sugar up.
Well, we're talking about diabetes here. What about complications if you have diabetes?
Well, some of the major complications associated with diabetes would include a kidney failure, eye problems. Diabetes is the leading cause of non-traumatic lower limb amputation, as well as heart disease and stroke. Those are all significant complications associated with diabetes.
Is it an hereditary disease, or does it strictly have to do with your eating habits, your lack of exercise, etc.?
Not necessarily hereditary based on genes and genetics, but probabilities, family history increases your risk. If your parents, mother, father have diabetes, then that increases your probability of having diabetes later on in life. Taking care of yourself, eating the right things can kind of lower those probabilities.
Well, we talked about it being one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. And why do you think so many people ignore the advice their doctors, namely Dr. Fitch, you've given it to them, and they don't follow through?
Well, mainly patients base their feelings about their disease on how they feel. So as long as they're feeling fine, there's no headache, there's no chest pain, there's nothing that they feel, they think, oh, my diabetes is fine. It's wonderful. So they really go by their feelings, which is not necessarily the case because damage is being done when you have the disease.
It isn't all bad news that you deliver, correct?
No, not all the time.
So some of it, if your advice is heeded by the patient, then they can expect good news, as in, well, reduced risk of diabetes-related complications might be one.
Right, and you can reduce this risk of complication by maintaining a healthy lifestyle, managing your blood sugar, checking your blood pressure, and keeping your cholesterol low.
Diabetes, you have adults with it. What about children?
Yes, most children are typically type 1. However, over the recent years, as we know, there's an increase in childhood obesity, which has subsequently caused an increase in type 2 diabetes in children.
Well, the use of insulin, when you get to that point with children, how difficult is that?
Very difficult. Most of your type 1 diabetics are managed with insulin because their pancreas is not making enough insulin, so they have to inject themselves with the insulin. And when it comes to children injecting themselves, it can be quite challenging for them. But most of my type 1s they're troopers and they're on the bandwagon and they're really with the program.
Do you find that the argument about losing weight and exercising is more effective, shall we say, if it's you talk to the parent about it and it's the child who has diabetes?
Discussing that, I think treating diabetes is a family thing. So that whole conversation about exercising and eating should be a family matter, especially if you're dealing with a type 1 diabetic, because it's somewhat unfair if you have a child that's getting one meal and the rest of the family is eating another meal. Studies have been done where if the family eats well, eats accordingly, then the type 1 or the type 2 diabetic does extremely well because they're all sharing into the cause, into the treatment of the disease.
Thanks, Dr. Fitch. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith, NB Cole editor for Conversations in Medicine.